This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The Chickamauga and Chattanooga Military Park was the first national military park in the United States. Established in 1890, this site of Civil War battles was brought under the National Park System by President Theodore Roosevelt. The Friends of the Chickamauga and Chattanooga Military Park is a nonprofit organization that provides advocacy and support of the park through volunteer efforts and educational programming. Coming up on August 19th, the Friends of the Park will be hosting their annual fundraiser. Kay Parrish joins me on Around and About with details of this event.
We've kind of settled into a routine of doing an event each year called National Treasures. And what it's supposed to do is not only raise money for us, but focus on the park as a national treasure. And then we find something else that we consider a national treasure somewhere here in the region. This year, our event is on August 19th. We are having basically a casual summer party that celebrates the unique relationship of national parks and American cars. That's how people have traditionally gotten to their national parks, including Chickamauga and Chattanooga. We're having the event at the Coker Tire Museum, which is a private museum, not open to the public, on Chattanooga's south side. It's a series of wonderful warehouse buildings that are stitched together, and it's the home to a pretty fabulous collection of cars and trucks and motorcycles that span the years from probably like 1909, maybe at the earliest, to some from the 1970s that are now antiques. I hate to admit that. I guess it means that I'm an antique too. We're going to let people look at the collection. There'll be some special cars and trucks and motorcycles spotlighted that have true connections with Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park in one way or another. We're expecting actually a visit from Teddy Roosevelt, who had a great deal to do with formalizing America's national park system. And he's going to put in a good word for this park and the work that the Friends are doing there. We also are having great cruising music in the background and some really fun road food as the featured menu that night, sort of diner food. And the clincher is probably getting to take a ride in a vintage 1932 open-air National Park tour bus that's in the collection. So we'll be taking little spins around the south side in this wonderful 1932 bus.
The military park spans almost 9,000 acres through several sites in and around Chattanooga. The impact of visitors to the park can be felt throughout the region.
Incredibly, there are 1 million people who visit Chickamauga and Chattanooga every year. That's been remaining fairly constant for back as far as I've been working with the Friends, and that goes back to 2003. 1 million people come to Chattanooga, come to this region, looking for a Civil War heritage experience. One of the important things to the region is when those people get here, they add the equivalent of $50 million to our regional economy. So what we have in our backyard here is a cultural treasure, a historic treasure, and for us, an economic treasure. Chickamauga and Chattanooga is a stupendous asset for North Georgia and southeastern Tennessee.
The National Treasures event in support of the park will be held Thursday, August 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Reservations are encouraged before August 12th.
Tickets for National Treasures this year are available either by mail or on our website. Our website is www.chickchat.org, and there's a homepage story that has the very colorful logo for the event right there front and center, and in that story there's a link to a spot where you can use a credit card to purchase tickets. If you want to reserve by mail, all you need to do is send your check to our post office box. That's Friends of the Park, Post Office Box 748, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37401. We'd love to have you there. Guests who make reservations for National Treasures this year should feel really good about their investment, because not only will you get a great evening, but your ticket includes a tax-deductible donation to our 501c3 work. You're helping us, and we're promising you a pretty good time. It's going to be fun.
In addition to celebrating the Chickamauga and Chattanooga military parks and also the collection of rare and vintage vehicles at the Coker Tire Company Museum, the Friends of the Park will be sharing another collection with ties to the park.
The Friends have a collection of antique postcards that were donated to us, and these postcards show different sites around Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park. We have one that shows Wilder Monument in the background. That's at Chickamauga Battlefield. And in the foreground are a wonderful just array of motorcycles being ridden by men in uniform. And it turns out that these were soldiers who were being trained in Fort Oglethorpe, which was the headquarters for the 6th Cavalry. Instead of riding horses by then, though, their saddles were on motorcycles. There's a motorcycle in the Coker collection that is exactly like one of these 1930s Harley Davidsons that's in this postcard. So there are some real connections between the vehicles in the collection and vehicles that actually would have been in the park. Another postcard we have is antique cars called the Dixie Touring Cars, and they're parked at the entrance to Point Park on Lookout Mountain. There are some cars in this collection from the 1916, 1917 to mid-20s that look a lot like the Dixie Touring Cars. So it's going to be a nostalgic time and something that's really going to bring the history of the park itself, not the Civil War history so much as the history of the park itself, to life.
The Friends of the Park invite you to attend National Treasures, a fundraiser for the Chickamauga and Chattanooga Military Park. The event will be held at the Coker Tire Company Museum on Chattanooga's south side, Thursday, August 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. More information can be found on the web at www.chickchat.org or by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.